You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning on this Wednesday, August 6th. And boy, is that countdown on for the Olympics. After five turbulent months, the Olympic torch has made its way to Beijing. From now until the opening ceremony begins on Friday, over 800 people, John, are going to be carrying the torch, including Chinese celebrities like Yao Ming, the basketball star. But like its journey, the torch's arrival was met with thousands of flag-wagging fans, but also some commotion. We're joined on the line from Beijing by Dan Griffiths, who's covering all of this for our partner, the BBC World Service. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, good morning.
So what happened when the torch arrived?
Well, in Tiananmen Square, which of course is the heart of the capital, Beijing, there were large crowds waving red national flags and white banners. They were chanting slogans like Go Olympics, Go Beijing. So really the authorities wanting to make sure that the torch had a very warm homecoming after what has at times been a pretty controversial tour around the world.
And there were some protesters, some folks protesting the Chinese policy in Tibet.
That's right, absolutely. Away from Tiananmen Square, very close to the Olympic Stadium, the iconic Bird's Nest Stadium, a group of four protesters early this morning, local time. Two of those four scaled tall electrical poles, electricity poles. They unfurled banners calling for Tibetan independence. One read, "One World, One Dream, Free Tibet." Of course, One World, One Dream being the slogan of the Olympics. They were then detained by the authorities, and at this stage we have no information as to their exact whereabouts, but certainly an embarrassing scene for the government on the day when they wanted, of course, to focus on the torch arriving back in Beijing.
It certainly sounds like it was a relatively small protest, not anything large, in that the Chinese security, which is very thick there, I understand, in Beijing, acted very quickly.
Absolutely, that's right. As you say, the authorities have a very tight security presence here in Beijing at the moment. They've put more than 100,000 extra soldiers and police on the streets of the capital. And the authorities did move very quickly to shut this small protest down, although the protesters were able to display their message for nearly an hour before they were detained. And I've been speaking to one Tibetan activist here in Beijing, and he's told me that he believes there are likely to be more demonstrations in the days ahead. So that's not something, of course, that the authorities want to hear, but certainly a sign that some people want to come to Beijing to voice their dissent, to voice their anger about a variety of issues over which China has been criticized in recent weeks and months, including its human rights record and its policies in Tibet.
Dan, how visible is that security? Do you really have that feeling that there are that many security agents, police officers all throughout the city?
It is pretty visible in certain parts of the city, obviously up around the Olympic venues and also in some of the major roads as well. For example, one of the roads just near the BBC's bureau, you can go there and you see two policemen standing by their patrol car. You look right down the road and there are a few more police. You look left the other way and it's the same story. And of course, the authorities have got more than 300,000 surveillance cameras watching over the citizens of this city the whole time. And they've gone to some pretty extraordinary measures. Apparently they've set up some surface-to-air missile launchers very close to the athletics venue, the Bird's Nest Stadium we were just talking about. And I understand as well from reports that they've also got some unmanned spy planes operating over some of those Olympic venues to prevent what they call, or to look out for what they call, suspicious activities. So the authorities have said in the past that security is one of their key concerns, and they seem to be doing an awful lot about that at the moment.
Okay, before you go, we got to check in with you. You were talking about the sky. How about that air quality today in Beijing?
Pretty bad today. Got to say, 2 days, and they must be nervous, the authorities now. They must have sweaty palms, I would think, at the moment, because you look out of the window of our bureau here, and it's still pretty smoggy. And I have to say, I walked into work today, and when you breathe it, you can feel it at the back of your throat. It makes your eyes water. It is not a pleasant environment, and it must be making things pretty difficult for the athletes as well, one would imagine.
Well, Dan Griffiths, breathe easy, will you? Dan Griffiths, BBC correspondent in Beijing, thanks so much for joining us.
The fashion accessory for the Olympics this time around is a gas mask, or at least a face mask. We go from hazy to murky.